Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You got the World Baseball Classic Final tonight, Japan and Team USA, and I cannot get into it at all. I was wrong about the interest in this thing. There's a lot of interest. People are watching. People are into it. People are going to these games. And, of course, there's a lot of country pride that is associated with this. But for me, it's not something I grew up paying attention to. Who wins it? I obviously would rather have Team USA win over anybody else. It's an obvious thing. But really, who wins the thing is not something I'm going to remember or care about. But there are a lot of people who are into this. And I can't quite understand.
Well, I mean, the South American and Latin American teams are all into it.
Yeah.
And there is a source of pride. And, of course, Japan is into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, it makes you wonder. I mean, like, they're much smaller countries than ours.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these players use this game to get out of a bad situation in their
sure.
personal lives or whatever the situation may be. Maybe they're born in poverty and baseball's their way out.
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell by the way the players are playing that it does mean a lot to them. And you got to do, I mean, I would think you have to appreciate that because they're not getting paid to do it. I mean, I'm sure they're getting expenses and all that other stuff, but they're not making big money on this.
Yeah.
I'm sure the World Baseball Classic is making big money on this.
Well, they have to. Look at these crowds. It's
right.
Insane.
So maybe the players will band together and they'll want more money for it, but I don't know. When you watch Puerto Rico beat the Dominican, and that's where Edwin Diaz gets hurt in the celebration after the game, that's a raw emotion. And I don't want to take anything away from the players. I don't care about it. I really don't.
Yeah.
And I wish they would play this in November. But even if they played it in November, and I don't know why they wouldn't play in November, maybe because they don't want to go against football. But if Edwin Diaz got hurt celebrating in November, it would be unlikely he'd be playing this year anyway.
Sure. Right. I mean, that is 100% true, which is unfortunate. And then that injury it's painful, it's tough, it's frustrating every time I think about it. Hopefully it doesn't crush them as much as a lot of people think it may crush them. But think
about it this year. Brandon Nimmo got hurt.
Yeah.
Harrison Bader got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
But it's different when you're getting hurt, getting ready for your season in your uniform. That to me is a different situation.
I mean, the point I was just trying to make is you can get hurt anyway, anywhere, anyhow. I mean, how many times have guys gotten hurt off the field? You know, slipping in a shower or whatever.
Yeah, but
that happens every now and again. But the other thing I will say, and I think Matt Scherzer said it perfectly, is that the reason he is not pitching in the World Baseball Classic is because he doesn't want to pitch and stress out his arm
yeah.
in pitching playoff games, which essentially is what these things are.
Well, I mean, when you're talking about 162-game regular season in the playoffs and he's 40 years old, I mean, that was smart. I mean, Brandon Nimmo, I understand, got hurt at spring training, but he also said that he owed it to Steve Cohen to be there because Steve invested a ton of money in the team, and I feel like that's the way I would feel, too.
Yeah, he doesn't owe it to his country to play for, you know, with the flag on his chest.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, yes.
I know, it's a personal choice. I don't really care. But
you don't care about this thing
either. No, I don't
either.
I'm going to be watching the Canes and Rangers tonight.
I mean, it's not like he's going over and, you know, he's fighting in a war. He's playing baseball
right.
in Miami.
I want to see how we handle their forecheck pressure because that will be a telltale sign for us tonight because, you know, you played an AHL team on Sunday night And the Pittsburgh Penguins are just completely falling off the face of the earth here now.
Yeah.
So you played, you know, back-to-back, you know, not the greatest of teams, and now comes a team who's missing one of their best players, of course.
So this isn't even a check-in spot for you, as they say,
no,
with
no
the cool
spot.
Game segment on the warm-up show. It's not even a check-in situation of the World Baseball Classic.
There's no way Al put this on the cool games list. And if he were a hockey fan, he would say that all three hockey teams who play at home tonight, all three have cool games.
No, he would never say that.
But they all three do. The Devils got Minnesota, the Islanders got Toronto, and then, of course, we have the Canes.
He wouldn't even put it in the cool sport category.
There's no way. Get to the playoffs, sure. We're talking about cool games. But prior to that, there's no way that he would. But you'll be locked into that, and you're not even going to flip over to the WBC.
By the way, you know, for Islander fans, look, with the Penguins kind of falling off the face of the earth, the Capitals falling off the face of the earth, it's going to be most likely them and the Panthers as the wild card if they continue to win.
Good. So get into the playoffs, and then we'll get into it.
So two local basketball teams and three hockey teams in the playoffs.
Yeah. And it's going to be mostly, you know, Knicks and Rangers. That's what we're going to be. That's what we're going to focus on.
I thought you were an Islander fan.
I am, but I'm talking about for the interest here.
From John Ledecky, you're an Islander fan.
Right, of course.
Well, I'm
an Islander fan because I live on Long Island, too. You know, that's what you do when you live on Long Island. You're an Islander fan. Mm-hmm. It's got Long Island, the map. It's got the geography on your chest.
It's got a fisherman on one of their jerseys,
One of those, too. I got one of those with my name on the back. Yeah. I know this comes as a shock, but I have a bad feeling about the Mets going into the season. Terrible feeling about it. Don't think they're going to be better than the Phillies or the Braves. I think they're a third-place team.
Why? Because of Edwin Diaz?
No. It was all after the Correa signing. That was the thing where that thing fell apart.
Right.
And then if you think about it, they're not really any better. I mean, they
signed their own players,
okay.
And they brought back their team, and they added Justin Verlander.
Right, okay, and lost Jacob DeGrom. So,
yeah, but Jacob DeGrom didn't play.
He did somewhat, not a lot. I mean, in the two big series, you know, he was not great, but he was the only one to pitch well in the playoffs out of those three guys.
Over under.
Yeah.
For you, Scherzer, Verlander, 28 starts.
Well, it better be over. Both of them combined?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not combined.
Oh.
Each.
Oh,
individually.
Each. I'll say one of them goes over, one of them goes under. There's no way they're both doing it. That'd be fine with me, honestly, because I want them to be healthy and ready for the postseason. That's the only thing I care about with them, but I don't even know if they're going to make the postseason. I mean, where did they really improve? Honestly, now that they've lost Edwin Diaz, where have they improved?
Well, they won 101 games last year.
Okay.
So how much more improvement do you want?
Well, do you think they're just going to do that again by throwing the gloves out there?
No, I don't, but I do
think... They also lost the division,
and they lost at the end. But I also believe that signing your own players like Nimmo and McNeil and having Alonso and Lindor and Marte back... These are all, you know, good players that, you know, got that team to 100 wins. And I believe adding Verlander is something akin to adding Scherzer. There's a personality trait that both of these players have, kind of like what Aaron Rodgers has, kind of like what Jalen Brunson has. You know, that attitude that when you step out on the field that you're going to be able to handle it, and you're going to raise the level of play with everybody else that you're playing with.
Now,
so,
if you tell me that Kodai Senga ends up being
awesome, guy, yes.
If he ends up being awesome, then you could say in Verlander pitches and he's healthy and has another Cy Young year, you could say the rotation is better. But, I mean, I thought that rotation, those three guys were pretty damn good going into the Atlanta series and the San Diego series, and they all, you know, were terrible. Well, DeGrom was okay in the one win in the San Diego series. But you know, people say they won 101 games. That doesn't mean anything. They got their asses kicked in the divisional series, and they lost the division.
They fell apart at the end of the season.
So that's what matters. That's what the 2022 Mets were.
As we get ready to enter into both the NBA and NHL playoffs, you want your teams, you know, peaking at the right time. You want everybody healthy at the right time, and you want to go in on some sort of roll. Now, there are some teams that would say, just get me in, and then I'll figure it out when I get there because we're good enough and we're experienced enough. Let's just say, like, the Tampa Bay Lightning, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But, the Mets, they won 101 games last year. And you're going
but
into this season,
nothing.
This season with
anything.
A scowl on your face.
Yes, I think that.
Like, you're being so negative.
Well, all right, they lost the division to the Braves, and then the Phillies made it to the World Series. And then I understand Bryce Harper's going to be out for a while, but, you know, Trey Turner looks like...
he's what he's been doing in his World Baseball Classic. He might win the MVP.
Minor league pitching.
Okay. I mean, he's not the only one, and he's having
to buy what's going on there.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you that this guy and that team, that lineup is great. And then you think about the playoffs, too. I mean, the Dodgers always falter in the playoffs, but look at that Padres lineup. You lost to them last year.
They won 101 games last year.
It meant nothing. They could have won 88 games and had the same result. The 101 games means nothing.
But you're saying, wait a minute, it does mean something.
No, it doesn't.
It shows you that the people that they have there, and when they look at their roster and they say, you know what? We want to keep Brandon Nimmo. We don't want him going to the Rockies. You know, we want to keep Jeff McNeil. We want to keep this team together. They're young. They're in their prime, and they won 101 games.
Yeah, you keep saying that. It doesn't mean anything. And that's exactly what we said.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's say last year they won 72 games. Would that mean anything?
No, of course not. But when you're out in the first round of the playoffs?
They made the playoffs.
But when you're out?
We're talking playoffs.
Listen, man, this is a different world. When you are paying your players as much as Steve Cohen is paying your players, and he was doing the same thing last year.
Well, he's not paying Edwin Diaz.
Well, okay, but he did give him a contract.
Don't you think he's going to reinvest something? Don't you think?
He better. Yeah.
Of course. Now, all of a sudden, he's paying $350 million for a team.
Exactly.
And now he better. He's got to spend
more.
He
has to. Of course.
Well, he will.
All right. I just don't.
The negativity with you and opening day is a little bit over a week away.
Yeah, and what's the thing you're most excited about opening day? What is it?
It's just opening day. It's Mets season. I got high hopes for my team, and I know my team's going to have a chance because my owner's going to spend money.
Right, to see the same team that got their asses kicked by the Padres.
Hey, I got Verlander and Scherzer in my lineup. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, Max Scherzer, who on Friday night against the playoffs, threw up all over himself. Do you forget that?
You know what?
Do you forget that Max Scherzer, the attitude that you're talking about in the big spot, was awful against Atlanta and awful against San Diego? That's the guy you're hanging your hat on? Okay.
When Aaron Rodgers comes here as the quarterback of the Jets, that's how I'm going to feel. I'm going to feel like they got a guy in there that knows what it takes to win, that is a leader that will elevate everybody else's play. I'm telling you, just watching these two guys in spring training, Verlander and Scherzer, it's different. Everybody's different because those guys are there.
Okay.
Bona fide first ballot Hall of Famers.
And then Chris Bassett was a bulldog the entire season.
Loved it.
Terrible. Terrible.
But he's not here anymore.
You know, and he was gone. So did Max Scherzer elevate his play? When he set the tone that you're talking about in that playoff series against the San Diego Padres.
They won 101 games last year.
I guarantee we'll go back to the first day after they got eliminated from the Padres, and we were agreeing with me that didn't mean a damn thing. And the way that they got embarrassed in that series and embarrassed by the Braves, the 101 games meant nothing. I could guarantee we could go back to that day and you agreed with it.
You know what? The Knicks went to the playoffs 2 years ago. Or three. What was it? 2 years ago?
Yes.
And, you know, they lose to Atlanta. And we all were, like, celebrating that Knicks team. And then, of course, losing to Atlanta and Trae Young was really disappointing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then they came back the next year. We thought, okay, they're going to improve, and they didn't. Unfortunately, they took a step back. And here we are a year later, and they have two new significant pieces in Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson, and they look like a completely different team. And I think we're all hopeful that they're going to at least get to the second round of the playoffs. So why wouldn't I think that, you know, the Mets learned from that experience last year?
Wait, so your example is the Knicks who completely fell apart the next year after they made the playoffs?
They still have Buck Showalter as their manager. I mean, like,
Tom Thibodeau was still the coach of the Knicks.
There's a lot of things that
are not a great example.
In the right place for the Mets. And, yeah. You know, you could be, you know, Nelly negative if you want to be.
Yeah. I don't want to be. If Diaz were healthy and the Correa deal had gone through, I would have been thrilled. But
so the only reason you are this way right now is because, and I understand it, because it is a big loss. Edwin Diaz.
No, it's not
hurt.
The only way.
You felt this way before he was hurt?
Yeah, well, yes, because of the Correa thing. I kept saying, and when Correa was signed, I was going nuts. And say Steve Cohen said we had a missing piece and he filled it with this guy, the championship experience and all that stuff.
And he failed his physical.
And then the physical was gone and I was like, okay, well, I mean, now what? Now what? So really what they're going to need for, I think, this team to really get over the top is Kodai Senga's got to be like all-star quality. And Brett Beatty's got to be awesome. Or Alvarez comes up and is awesome. And you're going to get some unexpected productivity from somebody you're just...
Maybe David Robertson, maybe Adam Ottavino, you never know.
The bullpen's going to have to be good. Yeah, of course it's going to have to be good.
Just, I just can't
believe... You've got a really tough division, man.
I can't believe that you're going into the season with such a negative taste.
Well, they left a bad taste in my mouth. Didn't they leave a bad taste in your mouth?
It's a different year. And they added Verlander and Senga. I'm pretty excited about this year, and maybe I hope Beatty makes the team out of
he's
got trade. He's got to.
I absolutely has to be there. Was it Davin in Port Jervis? What's going on, Davin?
Hey, what's up, G Weezy?
What's going on, brother? What do you got this morning?
Hold on, let me start it. What's up, Boomer?
All right, Davin, what's happening?
Hey, so G Weezy.
Yeah.
I'm going to rip into you right now.
Yeah.
Because a couple of weeks ago, you did nothing but praise our Mets.
When? What did I say? What did I say?
You were just like, oh, my God, these guys are going to be amazing.
No, that's not what I said. That's not me. I never said that. I can guarantee you I never said that. Because after the Correa situation, I was like, this team's the same team. I did not say they're going to be amazing. There's no way. Does anybody remember that?
You were praising them.
I was not praising them.
Diaz gets hurt.
Yeah.
Diaz gets hurt, and you're like, these guys aren't going to be any good.
No, I don't think they are. I said the same thing at the end of last year, was consistent through the offseason, and then the Diaz thing has made it worse, and the Correa thing made it worse. So I don't, there's been no waffling on the Mets at all.
The Correa thing didn't make it worse, though, because you know what? Correa is going to be the one that turns out to be the freaking chump out of all of this.
You think?
Thank God we didn't get him in.
All right. I mean, maybe, but for me, that was the piece. I got excited about that, and that's what I thought was going to separate them from the Phillies and the Braves, and now you lost the best closer in the game. You don't have that guy, and those teams are still in the division. So
yeah, but we have the same team except for Verlander as last year. The Braves have the same team, and so do the Phillies.
All right, so the Phillies went to the World Series, the Braves won the division, and the Mets got their asses kicked in the divisional round
at the right time, and the Mets didn't.
Right, and you're praising the fact that all these three teams have the same team?
Like, no, I said they're all the same team from last year.
Okay, meaning, and the Mets were the third best out of those three when it was all said and done. So what does that do for you?
But come on, man, don't go into it with like negativity. Like,
okay, I mean, I'll do it whatever I want.
I can't wait for opening day. I can't. I really can't. I mean, I want to see real baseball. I'm sick of every year I say this. I'm just sick and tired of spring training and the World Baseball Classic. I want to see the Met uniforms. Now, obviously, opening day, they're opening on the road. I can't wait till Citi Field comes. And,
here's the problem, though, when you have that disappointing finish, is that the regular season, you feel like what happens in the regular season, as long as you make the playoffs, doesn't matter, because you see a team like the Phillies go crazy, and they got a team like the Dodgers who wins 114 games, get knocked out. So you're like, it doesn't matter what happens in the regular season as long as you get to the playoffs and then see if you can get hot at the right time. And also, when you're the highest payroll in baseball by eons, your ass better be in the World Series and you better be competing to win it. So,
and part of that is because you signed Verlander to the contract you gave him. It's a short-term contract. Short-term contract with Scherzer, and those two add up to about $86 million a year. They just gave a new contract to Brandon Nimmo. I think we're all happy about that our owner is investing in his own players as well as trying to bring in, guys on short-term contracts that obviously have Hall of Fame careers. It's kind of like what Joe Douglas is trying to do with Brett Favre. Brett Favre, God dang it, Aaron Rodgers. I will say this. Last year, the Rangers go to the playoffs, and they go all the way to the conference final. And I can't sit here and say in the middle of the year last year that I thought that was going to happen. And Chris Drury makes a couple unbelievable trades at the trade deadline. And Shesterkin plays out of his mind. And they come back. They beat the Penguins. They beat the Carolina Hurricanes. And, I mean, it was an unbelievable run. And they almost beat Tampa Bay. Now, this year they come back. We have expectations because as far as they went. And, some of those expectations weren't met early on in the season. And then all of a sudden they catch fire and... Now they start going, and the trajectory is, through the roof. And then Chris Drury makes another bunch of really terrific trades that bolster this team to make it into the team that it is now. And they have a legitimate shot. I feel the same way about what Billy Epler is going to be able to do with Steve Cohen's resources. Now, they're not going to be hamstrung the way the Rangers were with the salary cap, but I will say
that they will spend money. Because Steve Cohen is not going to go out there and let this team lose 12 games in a row and then fall completely out of it. They will spend money and bring people in here.
I mean, during the season, during the season, it's not so easy, though, especially in the early on in the season, because nobody trades anybody until close to the trade deadline.
But here's the other thing. You know, the other aspect that I do like about what both, like, I put them in the same category because I they're really good teams, and I think they also have good feeder systems, is that Steve Cohen said he wanted to rebuild, you know, the minor league system, not only to be able to trade players if you need to acquire somebody at the trade deadline, but also to be able to develop your homegrown players, which is exactly what the Rangers are trying to do. They're trying to do the same thing side by side. And as a fan of both teams, I'm excited for opening day, and I am excited for the playoffs.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Let's get right to Jerry. He told me that you have something that was unbelievable.
I think it's truly unbelievable. I also think physically impossible.
Okay. So I'm excited for that.
Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com, and brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. Let's do the nuts and bolts first, and that would be the T-Wolves and the Knicks last night, Madison Square Garden. This is one of those games, if you bet sports, how you don't take the Knicks, I don't know. You would have lost had you done that.
Great. Kyle uses that to the right wing. Stops at the mid-post. Cross-court. Prince. Catch and shoot. Three on the way. He got it again. Eight made threes in eight tries for Torian Prince. Timberwolves up two possessions. A four-point advantage.
And that was Timberwolves radio. Torian Prince goes for 35 on 12 of 13 overall. 8 for 8 from three as the T-Wolves beat the Knicks 140 to 134 in quadruple overtime. No, that was in four quarters, actually. Mike Conley had 24. Here was Julius Randle. He had 57 in the loss. He was 19 of 29. But we weren't talking about that afterwards. We were talking about the defense not being good enough.
No, I mean, they didn't feel our presence from the beginning. So we gave them confidence. And a team like that that can really score the ball, you give them confidence early, you know, they're going to stick around.
And Jalen Brunson says things you never really want to hear your team say when talking about the other team.
We weren't playing hard enough. They were playing harder than us. And that's it's something that you'd never want to tell yourself or think about. But that was the case tonight. But you just got to give them credit. They play really well. And, we just got to be better.
I think there were only 52 three-point shots attempted in this game. That's not...
Yeah, they were right. Minnesota was 12 for 24, or was the Knicks 12 for 24?
The Knicks were 14 of
14 20. 28, and they were 14 of 24, 14 the Timberwolves. 24. You know, at the end of the game, there were a lot of, like, lay-ins for the Timberwolves. Like, there was no rim protecting going on, as they say.
Yeah, not a lot of that.
We didn't have anybody out there with any length.
Yeah. Did this game go over, by the way, in the over-under? I think so.
By the halftime. They put up, Minnesota had, think about this, the Knicks scored 70 first half points and were down 9 at halftime. Nuts. Here was Emmanuel quickly. He calls it a bad loss.
Definitely got to be better. No excuse for losing this game. Definitely should have won it. But you just always got to move on to the next game.
And so the Knicks now 42-31 on the season. Meantime, the Grizzlies beat the Mavericks 112-108. Bulls over the 76ers in double overtime 109-105. Nets Cavaliers coming up tonight on the Fan coverage at 7:15. All right, to the audio that I find unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't think physically possible, but then again, maybe it is. You've heard of Larsa Pippen.
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, who is dating Michael Jordan's son, Marcus Jordan.
And who was also on, I believe, The Real Housewives of Miami. Yeah, that's right.
That is correct.
You guys are all over this stuff. Mm-hmm.
So last night, or two nights ago, or whatever the hell this was, recently, though, they were having a conversation, the girls were. Is that Cohen, the guy who does it? That's what it sounded
Andy,
like.
Andy Cohen.
Is that who's there?
Yeah, Andy Cohen.
So I guess they're all together, they're having a conversation, and one of the wives says that they used to having sex 3 times a week, to which Larsa scoffs at when she thinks back to her time with Scotty.
I was married for 23 years. I've always had sex like 4 times a night.
4 times a night?
4 times a night. Yeah, so 3 times a week is nothing.
You're telling me you had sex 4 times a night when you were married?
She's prettier.
I had sex 4 times a night every night. I never had a day off.
No.
Now.
No way.
Clearly, they are in disbelief by this claim.
What? Yeah. Yes.
What? You're poor.
You had sex 28 times a week.
Yeah, I swear.
For but 23 years?
Yeah.
Yes, Boomer, that's what they said that we bleeped out. And then she went on to say it was every day, everywhere with Scotty, and then Marcus comes into the picture.
So on the road, too, when he was traveling?
I don't know. We never spent time away from each other. Like, we had a private plane. I traveled with my kids. Wow. Yeah.
Marcus has big shoes to fill.
Yeah. He wears the size 15 shoes. I think he's okay.
Oh,
yes.
Unbelievable, right? There's no way that I mean, it might have happened a few times, a handful of times, maybe, but every single night.
For 23 years.
For 23 years, it's absolutely impossible.
Now, you can't put yourself in his shoes. You just can't.
I don't think you can. Could you do that? You were both professional athletes.
No. I'm just saying, I would not want, I can't put myself in his shoes either. I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe he has just got incredible stamina.
Oh, maybe Tom Thibodeau was coaching him. He usually wears people out. Go back, do it again.
4 times a night.
Yeah, there's no way.
I was thinking this too. Like, you're Scottie Pippen. She leaves you for Michael Jordan's kid. Not that she left him for him, but that's who she ends up with.
Yeah, do we know how their relationship ended?
I don't. Yeah. I know she's 48, Marcus Jordan's 33.
Yeah, I know. That's obviously, that's trying to get back at him for something.
I don't know. They seem like they're together and happy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look crazy either. Like, she looks like she's in great shape. Yeah, she looks her age.
Yeah, no, she looks very young. But yeah, I don't believe that's possible either. I mean, unless if someone called us up and said, like a regular everyday guy called us up and said that they did it, I would never believe it.
Right.
I guess there's a little bit of belief that it with a professional athlete like that.
I mean, I don't know how you could do it without some sort of medical intervention. There would have to be a pharmaceutical involved, I would think.
It's like the Will Chamberlain number.
I don't believe that. I mean, I believe that there was a lot of women. I don't believe the number, though.
Was it 10,000?
20.
20,000?
I think.
I mean, just think about her. I mean, physically.
100,000.
No. 100,000? No. 10,000.
I mean, physically, for her, that would be tough.
There's only 365 days in a year.
I mean, she never had a UTI or anything like that? Or
oh, it's 20. Okay.
20,000?
20,000. I think 20,000 is possible. I do.
In how many 20, days?
20,000 people.
How many days is this?
During his life.
Yeah, during his lifetime.
All right, let's say he started at the age of 15. And
he died young, didn't
how old
he?
Well, I guess he wasn't too young. When he died?
Oh, snap.
60s?
Yeah.
Just Google it.
Trying, man. Mm-hmm. All right, he 36 to 99. So 60.
He was only 63.
63.
So let's say 45 years.
Okay.
Okay. 45 years.
Divided by 20,000 to give an average.
Right.
How many per year?
You mean he waited till he was 18 to have?
No, he said 15.
20,000.
Yeah.
Divided by 40. 500 a year?
I think it's achievable.
I guess
for someone like that, I think
I actually think that's more believable than this.
500 a year.
I agree with that. I mean, four times a night for every single night. There's just no way.
Because aren't there stories about large volumes of women at one time?
Yeah. I mean, there's 20.
And men, I think, too, right?
That's achievable for him.
With those crazy parties that the Lakers supposedly had?
Yeah. It's achievable for him. This Scottie Pippen thing is nuts.
Yeah, I heard a few things about, the old steam room and sauna.
But that's 500 different women.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's possible. I'm not saying that likely.
I agree.
But I actually think it's possible.
Did you say that it's more believable than this?
Yes.
I would agree with that.
There's just no way. She wouldn't be walking around. She'd be like Sister Jean. They'd have to
who says it all has to be?
What, Boomer?
Normal relations. There could be some other types of relations going on. Who knows?
That is true.
That
she didn't specify
point.
What kind. That is true.
But the other woman did remark, you're poor, and she didn't counter it or offer up.
Right. Well, anyway, good for Lars.
Hey, good for you. Right. Rick Pitino's got a new job.
That's right. Yes, he does.
He's the head coach of St. John's. They will announce it today at Madison Square Garden. 6-year deal for Pitino. Mets lost to the Nationals 3-2. Tommy Pham and Jose Peraza RBI singles in the loss. Justin Verlander did walk 6 over 4 2/3. Here was Verlander.
Got some work to do. It was a tough one. Those guys had some really good at-bats the whole night, and I don't think you ever really want to go through spring and breeze through everything. So it was nice to have a lot of traffic tonight. Obviously, would have liked to have navigated it a hair better, but wasn't by far my best.
Yeah, well, whatever. You're still about a week and a half away, or not even, from the start of the season. Mets Astros today. Francisco Lindor back with the team. Played one clip last hour of him talking about Edwin Diaz getting injured. Here was another. This really shook him.
It broke my heart. It did not feel good. Edwin kind of calmed the team a little bit after the game, and he talked to us, and just the emotions there, it was a very, very sad clubhouse.
Understandably so. You had the Yankees and the Tigers today. Luis Severino makes the start for the Bombers. Japan beat Mexico 6-5 in the semifinals of the World Baseball Classic. They'll get the U.S. tonight in the championship game in Miami. Last hour, we heard the FS1 call of the Munetaka Murakami game-winning two-run double. Here's how it sounded on Japanese television. Is that the equivalent of you guys doing Sia? Sayonara?
Sounds like a seven-man booth.
It sounded like a party.
Dave Lapham in there.
I was just saying, it sounded like a yes booth for a Yankee game. Put 3-4 guys in sometimes. You never know. So that'll be tonight in Miami. Don't know who's starting pitching for the Americans, but they will take on the Japanese team. Texans signing tight end Dalton Schultz. NHL tonight, you got the Rangers and the Hurricanes, Devils and the Wild, and the Islanders take on the Maple Leafs.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
CBS Sports Network. Are you getting any more sense about the quarterbacks in this draft and who is going to go number one and who is going to go number two? Because you get a sense. Now, we still have over a month to go with the draft, but we know that one of those teams just happens to be the Indianapolis Colts. Now, last time we talked about this, you said Frank Reich was icing you out. Now, is he still icing you out?
Yeah, he is.
Still?
I think he's mad at me, actually.
Why?
Because I came on here and I described the quarterback that he has always described to me that he likes.
Okay.
And what are those attributes that I always tell you, and what have I been telling you for the last, well, you and I have worked together since 2017, but since 2008, I've been saying the same thing because, you know, Frank knows what it takes to be successful in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said that there are certain physical attributes that he desires as a coach from the quarterback that he's coaching. And what are those attributes?
Well, you told me he loves the height and the base.
And the base, right.
He has thick base.
The hips, and he likes a taller quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And going back over his career, as ESPN has written an article now, and everything that I told you 3 weeks ago,
yes,
when
there.
They made the trade, I think it was 2 weeks ago, is in this article. Number one, Frank has coached in the NFL for 17 years. He's never had a quarterback who's been shorter than 6'2".
Okay.
And Frank doesn't like the narrative that some of us in the media have put out about what his attributes that he likes for a quarterback. Now, I also said that the general manager for the Carolina Panthers came from
Seattle,
right, where he was there when they drafted Russell Wilson, mm-hmm. and he saw a shorter quarterback lead his team to the playoffs and to two Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that there are some differing opinions between everybody in the building, but their ultimate goal is to have a consensus as to who they want as number one and to evaluate all of these guys over the next 38 days or so.
Okay.
So, so I'm reading the article on ESPN, and Frank says, oh, there's this narrative out there that people think that I want this kind of quarterback, that kind of quarterback.
Well, you think you started that narrative.
And then he's
mad at you for starting that narrative.
He may be. I don't know. Wow. I have no idea.
But you guys go way too far back.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they're going to pick the best guy that they believe fits the program that they're trying to create. You know how Rick Pitino said yesterday, St. John's doesn't have a culture. We need to find a culture.
That's right.
Kids got to go to class. kids got to be respectful on campus.
Culture.
And if these kids are not going to follow the way that I want them to play and act on the campus, then they are no longer going to be here. And that's exactly what they're doing down in Carolina. They're trying to find the right guys to build a new culture around. And whoever the quarterback that is lucky enough to be drafted number one, they will go in depth within all of their personalities, all of their backgrounds. And if it happens to be Bryce Young, who is 5'10" and he's the size of Kyler Murray, then so be it, because they'll have come to a consensus in that regard. But, you know, I still go back to all the things that Frank has taught me about coaching and looking at certain players and why you would want certain attributes. But sometimes there's the outlier. And the outlier is a guy like Russell Wilson, is a guy like Drew Brees. The one thing they did have, though, is they had sturdy bases.
Sturdy base.
They had a sturdy base. Both of those players, even Tua Tagovailoa, if you look at him, even though he had a hip injury coming into the NFL, if you look at him from waist down, you know, he is a pretty stout young man. And that I wouldn't say that that is what I would call Bryce Young at the moment, although he showed up at over 200 pounds at the combine, and that was important. But, you know, he could have ate his way into getting the weight. He didn't run, by the way, at the combine, and he didn't perform at the combine. He just weighed in at the combine because everybody wanted to see that he was
real height and weight. Yeah,
they all wanted to see that he was over 190 pounds, and he showed up at over 200 pounds. But that he could have just eaten like, you know, Pizza Hut and McDonald's for 3 weeks just to get over that.
Yeah,
and now he'll have his pro day, and he'll run there, and he'll throw there. And I think he will impress there. And like I said, you know, Bill O'Brien, who is now the new offense coordinator for the Patriots, and he came from Alabama and coached both Mac Jones and Bryce Young, loves Bryce Young, absolutely loves him, thinks he's a terrific, terrific prospect to become a great NFL quarterback, even at his size.
All right, so the odds right now, according to FanDuel, for the number one overall pick, C.J. Stroud is the favorite at minus 300.
Again, because probably the size, the leadership qualities, and the accuracy. Those are
it's
all
the big ass.
Those are all three things that C.J. Stroud, we all know, have.
Does he have a big ass, C.J. Stroud?
He's got the base. He's got the quarterback's
bomb. Chunky asses.
Maybe a little chunky.
Thick.
Well, Phil loves that.
Yeah.
Phil Sims loves that.
Yeah, loves the thickness. Yeah. Bryce Young plus 300 and Anthony Richardson plus 450.
So I would say most of the people that do the draft for a living, which we do not do, I don't.
Nope.
Still believe that Bryce Young is going to be number one, that he is a can't-miss player.
Yeah, well, Frank had a press conference not that long ago and did not rule out Bryce Young, but why would he? Because the NFL wants drama with that number one overall pick. They don't want people to know until the night of. And when you've had those situations where the first overall pick gets signed to a contract, you know, before the draft happens,
right,
takes the drama
they're
to the top.
They're not going to do that.
I'm telling you, that's one of my believable NFL conspiracy theories, is that the NFL tells a team the number one overall pick, you keep your mouth shut.
Exactly.
This is a TV show, man.
So here's Frank Reich's comments to ESPN. Don't read anything into it, meaning size. Reich, who himself is a 6'4" NFL quarterback, I'm just saying that because all these people out there are putting this label on me that I only look at big quarterbacks.
Yeah. You're all that people, all those people.
It's kind of, yeah.
I need to have my ass three times the size of what it is right now.
There you go. Exactly. So he goes, when you have the number one pick, you don't have to play the game right now. That's meaning he doesn't have to play the who are we taking pick and what are we doing because of the draft, because they're the ones in control of the draft.
That is right.
He said, it's not like we're trying to fool anybody. What we're trying to do is take all the time we can to do the evaluation.
All right.
And that said, 17 years of coaching, he's never had a quarterback shorter than 6'2".
Those are facts.
Right. So that day after the trade, that weekend, I think they did the trade. We were gone by the time the trade was made.
Yes, it was a Friday, right?
Right. We came in on Monday, and I told you, I said, if I had to guess just by the physical attributes of the quarterbacks, I would guess C.J. Stroud. But the thing is, as I always tell you, I would have to sit down and meet these guys.
Yeah, for you to know.
To determine whether or not I believe that they are the guy. Like Patrick Mahomes was the guy. Josh Allen was the guy. You just knew by talking to them and seeing them physically, you know, that they were not going to be intimidated by playing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.